Them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She brought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Whoops. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lazarus, Mary and Martha are Jesus' friends, and he's staying at their house. He's resurrected Lazarus, and they know and believe in Jesus. I'm not sure that you can call them disciples, and I think their relationship is different than that. It's a place of rest for Jesus, a place where he can relax, be himself for just a little while. And Martha shows her love by doing, Mary by giving what she has. And how do you show your love for others? Some of us, it's in action, like Martha, cooking favorite meals. Others, it's in gifts, even if it is the gift of self. One has to be prepared in showing your love to others that you might get hurt. And the other part of gift-giving is the receiver. One has to be able to receive. Often we're not very good at that. We're taught that it's on our own merits we should be recognized. How often when one gets a compliment, do we turn it back? Why is it we are often uncomfortable with taking a gift of any kind, whether it be in words or presents, if it's not a special occasion? I often think of flowers in my yard. All they require is sunlight, water, and the weeds removed. And in reward, they share their beauty and their fragrance. Often, you can go out to old homesteads and see the remnants of old flower beds, which still produce flowers for the glory of just being. Think of the bees, which convert the pollen to honey, and we get to taste the sweetness of the flowers. Unfortunately, as Christians, we don't often have a clear understanding of what God expects from us. William Berkeley told of a dog he once owned, Rusty, a bull terrier. He would accompany Berkeley on walks down the meadows and beside a stream. And when they reached the stream, Rusty had a passion for plunging into the water, locating a rock on the bottom of the stream, getting it in his mouth, and bringing it to the bank. He would carefully deposit the stone some distance from the water's edge, and then go for another one. Time and again, he would fetch his treasured rocks, repeating the process for hours, if so allowed. Berkeley asked the question, "What's the point of retrieving rocks from the bottom of a stream for this dog?" As far as he could determine, there was none. The exercise served no discernible purpose at all. Berkeley then observed that this is the way many Christians are. They seem to be going through the same monotonous act routine every day, but without a purpose, with no prolonged goal. It can appear that we might not know our reason for existence. And Barclay suggests these people operate on a dog level. Martha kept herself busy, doing what she knew. Not only does the soul need fed, but the body as well. Good hospitality takes work. Mary is by giving of self. Even though a woman shouldn't touch the feet, loosen her hair with company, yet she follows the soul and does what her heart calls her to do. Jesus is headed to the cross, and I'm not sure if Martha or Mary understands this. What they are showing and sharing is with me is how I should love unconditionally, and whether I do that with actions or just sharing from what I have, each is okay. Life is short, and if one is not in the habit of sharing one's love, even at the risk of being rebuffed, one should still do it. Think of a baby who requires everything from you when they're little. The joy they show. It's only when they grow and learn to be independent that they learn to live on self. A hug and a dandelion flower given by a child is one of the best bouquets ever given to a parent. A child's laughter is like the music to one's ears. A story shared by an older person is a gift and a treasure if we stop and listen. Jesus and Lazarus have been marked for death. Jesus, because he is the Savior, and the powers to be are scared of what they might do to them. Lazarus, because he's the proof. How easy it is in life to condemn because of fear of change or loss of power. The God that one serves is not following plans or the human rules and laws. We have to be open to receive and give, to share God's love, and you have to give love. And to love one is going to not only know joy, but to know suffering.